The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Bit of a look behind the scenes, I suppose, today, into what goes into preparing for a season, especially for a new franchise. Sean Lawrence, you're the Birmingham Panthers franchise director. Thanks for a little bit of your time. And first question, I suppose, key role in any team. So what does that include? Hotels, transport, making sure the kids are ready, that kind of thing?
Well, my role is extremely varied, especially with it being our first year, as you said. And the first couple of months really was around the setup. So I've been involved really in every aspect of the club, from account management, budgeting, event planning, coordinating with the head coach from the performance side. The marketing side, the setup was essential. Of course, we've come in from nothing, no brand awareness, etc. So that has been a big focus for our team. And we've got a great marketing team. And I hope you'll agree that the social media presence has been excellent, especially in the recent months in the run-up to our first games. The list goes on, really. It's been an exciting and fast-paced journey so far, and no 2 days are ever the same.
What about some of the work that's gone into building Panthers? I mean, it's essentially you're building that fan base from scratch, aren't you? So how easy has that been?
It's definitely been a challenge, but an exciting opportunity. We've had no existing foundation in place, so we've had to be really proactive in growing our presence and engaging with our fans. There's been a huge focus and increase in our reach, and it's been great to see the efforts pay off. So like, our mailing database has grown significantly, and we've got a lot more followers now, specifically on Instagram, over the last since our tickets went live. We've had obviously a number of initiatives we've done across the community, so our community program is a vital part of building our fan base. We want to create a deeper connection with the community and the fans. And of course, we want to inspire the next generation of netballers, which we're trying to do over the West Midlands and beyond. We've created an emerging talent program across the West Midlands and other outer regions. We've got some educational partners. So we've got over 500 athletes now taking part in the program, which is incredible for these athletes to get that high quality training across the region. We've got a small community team, so we've got a head of community with a couple of people working with her to get out to schools. So we've held a number of training sessions. We've sent some NSL players and the next gen player across as well to help out with the school visits. And we've got things like camps, masterclasses to inspire some of these young athletes. So there's lots of work going on. We've, of course, I'm sure you've seen Peaky. So we welcomed Peaky to the team in January, and she's incredible and been going out on some of the school visits and some of our tournaments that we've had arranged. So it's been great to get her out there into the West Midlands and cheering on Panthers.
That player connection initially, even before they started to take the court?
Yeah, absolutely. So look, there's so much work that's on in and so much effort, and we are mindful that we are in startup and, you know, we are new, but we're still trying to reach for those big targets and trying to achieve great things on and off the court. So yeah, getting the fans involved, choosing the name was great. I love Peaky, and I think she is just great for our fans. She's had huge success so far. So yeah, we need to get her out there more. She's going tomorrow, so that will be great as well.
How easy has it been, I suppose, given the fact that those players have been involved and the fact that Jo is part of management?
Yeah, look, Jo is it's great to have Jo as our head coach. She's very experienced, she has a good reputation in the area as well, and bringing on some of the players from previous franchises as well. So that will obviously, there is an element of visibility there, which is great. You know, we really need people to get behind us and support our sport. Netball is in such a great, it's such a great opportunity for netball, and we're in a really good growth phase. So it's good to have those fans get behind us. We are trying to get people to our games. We'd love some more people to buy some tickets, and we have some very reasonably priced tickets for our and junior offers, some student discounts. We also have some large group offers. So fans will have the opportunity to come and meet some of these players and some of these names, meet Jo, and get their photo taken with Peaky, And meet some of our pathway players as well. So we've got a couple of England players in our pathway. They're under 17s this week. So get the opportunity to have some Q&A sessions with them and do all the nice things like some face painting, buy some merchandise. It'd be great to have fans come to our games. So please buy your tickets.
And engaging with fans as well, huge part of this.
Massive, just, yeah.
Just showing the love of the sport in the Midlands, isn't it? Despite the loss of stars, really.
Yeah, of course. So, seven stars was obviously a big representation in Worcester. What we're looking to do is obviously cover that West Midlands with the new with Birmingham Panthers, which is why our games have been situated across the West Midlands. So we've got a few games in Worcester, a couple in Birmingham and a couple in Coventry as well. So we're trying to get out to a wider reach and make netball accessible for everybody. And of course, we've got more matches on Sky this year, which is excellent for the sport and the opportunity, again, to access fans for a wider reach.
Certainly about an ideal opportunity as well for match day sponsors, get more companies involved locally as well. Maybe you could run us through some of the benefits.
Yeah, so we do have some great partnerships already on board. So we have partnered with the University of Wolverhampton in Walsall, and they're our home training base for NSL, Next Gen and our performance pathway. And actually what we have there is we have a really great relationship where we can access their facilities and in turn we can offer their students opportunities for things like internships, work experience. We also get to work in collaboration with GB Judo, so their high performance team. Is based in Walsall as well. So we have the opportunity to share experiences, learnings, best practice, which is obviously a double win and helping both Birmingham Panthers and GB Judo out. So that's great. And this week we launched our partnership with Gately. So we have a dress sponsor for the season. And of course, they get the benefit of being seen on Sky. And getting that advertising and that promotion. And likewise, we get the benefit of having our dress sponsor. We're also working with some charities. So we're working with Mind, Help Harry, Help Others, which is great for our exposure. Again, great for across the community, but giving back to these charities that are trying to get their messages across the West Midlands and beyond. But we are looking for more partnerships, and of course there can be lots of benefits available both ways. So yeah, please, we'd love to get some more people on the board from the West Midlands. We are talking to a number of companies at the moment, but yes, feel free to get in touch on that.
I would see this really as well as a bit of a, we were involved from the start, big advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, we're all in a growth phase. So actually, if you want to come on that journey with us, it's quite an exciting time to do it.
How's the best way to get in touch with you or the team there? Just if you want to look at ideas.
Please feel free to contact me. That's absolutely fine. Or the contact us email. There'll be somebody on the end of there to pick it up. But yeah, we're a small team and we're definitely keen to have to speak to people and get people involved.
That's just on the website, isn't it? Do you want to remind us of the website, please?
Yeah, so it's www.birminghampanthers.com.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.